USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shutdown over, federal workers who were impacted by it are heading back to work today. After a 35-day closure, the longest in U.S. history, it ended Friday when President Trump signed off on a short-term funding measure that doesn't include funding for the border wall he wants. Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio says he hopes lawmakers and President Trump have learned a lesson from the shutdown.
Hopefully it teaches everyone that shutdowns are not good leverage in any negotiation. I think it's important to separate tactics from the policy aims here.
However, this latest agreement's only good for 3 weeks, and if a deal's not reached on border security by then, President Trump says the government could shut down again. Senator Rubio was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
Let's think about customers. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Tax filing season officially begins today. The IRS will begin processing tax returns with officials promising all refunds will be paid on time despite the shutdown. The start of filing season comes as thousands of furloughed IRS workers receive their first paychecks in over a month. There's a growing call for the U.S. to impose a full oil embargo on Venezuela, which would target an industry responsible for 90% of Venezuela's revenues. Here's John Clemens.
Gasoline prices have already increased 2 cents for a national average of $2.26 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says the markets are watching very closely what is happening in Caracas.
Venezuela's oil output has fallen to the lowest it has been in decades, and U.S. refineries, especially in the Gulf Coast, are very reliant on that crude oil.
At one time, Venezuela was producing more than 3 million barrels of oil per day. Output now is near 1 million.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This month's now settled Los Angeles teachers' strike might have been the beginning of what looks to be a wave of teacher walkouts. Teachers in Virginia are planning to rally at the state capitol today for more state spending on public schools, and they're threatening a possible strike soon. Teachers in Oakland, California are to vote this week on whether they'll strike, while a strike vote by teachers in Denver is on hold as the state considers intervening, but nothing's for sure yet, so a strike could still happen there. A royal apology has been sent from Buckingham Palace following a recent auto incident. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prince Philip, who is 97, has written to two women who were injured a few weeks ago when he had a car crash. He says it happened because he was blinded by the sun. The Queen's husband acknowledges their very distressing experience and says he wants them to know how very sorry he is. Philip was driving near the Queen's estate when his Land Rover hit the other car and flipped over. He says the accident left him very shaken, but greatly relieved the women were not seriously injured. Many are questioning whether the prince should be driving at his age.
And Black Panther is the top cat at this year's Screen Actors Guild Awards, the superhero hit picking up a surprise win for Best Ensemble in a Motion Picture last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.